Okay, so continuing with Tochas Tefillah. So the Gemara and Brachas Tav Zayin and Mabez, the bottom two dots. Amalei Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman. So Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, "My time aloy osi mar lebe kenishta lutzuluye. Why didn't you come to shul to daven?" Amalei lo yechilma. I wasn't able to. Rashi says I was weak. I was weak and I wasn't able to come. So Amalei lechanfe lamar asara velitzli. So why don't you gather together a minion of 10 people and daven? At least daven in your house with a minion. Amalei trichali milsa. It's too much of a tircha. So some say it's too much of a tircha on me that I'm already weak in a weakened state. I have to go gather 10 people. It's a big tircha. Another way to learn is that I don't want to be matriach 10 other people. They have to come to me and to the daven. So he says I can't gather together a minion. I'm too much of a tircha. So he said, "Valeimalei mar l'shlucha de tzivura." So why don't you tell the shliach tzibur, "Beidna de matzli tzivura leisev leiduye lamar." So why don't you tell at least the chazan, had very specific chazan. So tell the chazan when he is going to start davening for the yomid, where he's davening with tzibur, and you're at home, to let you know when that time is. So let him say, "Okay, we're going to daven shachar today at 7:30." I'm just letting you know, so that at home, you can also start davening at 7:30. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, "My kuli hai, what are you bothering me so much about this tefillah business? Like, what are you driving at?" So Amalei said to Amr, "Yechad Mishim Yechim Ben Yechai, My dechsev anis filasi lachasham es ratzay." The pasuk says, right, That this tefillah is by an ace ratzon. Emasai, ace ratzon. When is an ace ratzon? All right, I always want to daven when it's an ace ratzon. B'shosh ha-tzibur mispalim. At the time that the tzibur is davening. That's the ace ratzon. So you want to have as much shayach as an ace ratzon as you can. Rav Yosef b'chanino amar mehacha. Koyam ha-Hashem ba-ace ratzon anisicha. Another pasuk says, Koyam ha-Hashem ba-ace ratzon anisicha. At the time of ratzon, I will answer you. Which is when the tzibur is davening. Rav Acha bar Chanina Amar Mehacha, Hein Kel Kaber V'lo Yimais. The Rebbeinu Shlom, Hein, behold, the Rebbeinu Shlom Kaber V'lo Yimais. Kaber is when there's a gathering, when there's a rabbin, he's not going to be disgusted by that tefillah. Uksiv Upada or Yifta B'shalom Nafshi Mikrav Liyish.
I think it's just Pada.
Pada? I still have the... Pada b'shalom nafshi mikrav li ki v'rabim hayim adi. Again, the rabbim were with me, so that's when I'm able to be paidi. Tana mihachir b'nasan amr minayin shen HaKadosh Baruch Hu mayis b'tfilasan shal rabbim. How do we know that the Rebbeinu Shlom is not mayis with the tefillah of a rabbim? Shenemer hein kel kaber v'lo yimayis. Uksiv pada b'shalom nafshi mikrav li. Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'oisik b'toyer g'milis chasadim mispalim atzibor. Malani akosav ki ilu padani li ulavane mibeng umas ha'el. Anyone that davens with the tzibur and does his other isik and tayra and gives chasadim, it's as if you were paida him and his children from, right, as if like Mashiach came. Amr Shlakish, kol mi she, I'm sorry about the printing here. Amr Shlakish, kol mi she yesh le beis haknesses bi'iroi. Anybody that has a shul in a city, ve'enoi nichnas sham l'sval, does not go in there to daven, nikra shachin ra. You're called a shachin ra. Shenemar, koyam ha-Hashem, ha-kol shachni ha-roim ha-noigim, b'nachala, ashen chalti es amis Yisrael, v'oi al-shagarim galus, love enough, he's garim galus, to him and his children, they're going to have to wander. Shenemar, hini naisim, me'al al-masam, v'es beis yuda etash mitaychem. Okay. So here's the first part. It's actually a Gemara earlier, but this is a Gemara. It's talking, stressing about, obviously, davening with a tzibur. The next Gemara, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, another makar for this, which is really the Amud before that. Tanya, which, again, it's in the middle of the page, like two dots. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Oimer, Ein Tfilo Shal Adam Nishmas Ela B'Beis HaKnesses. The person's tefillah is not heard only in a base, only in a shul. Shenemar l'shmaya el harina v'el ha'tefillah. The makam rina sham tehei tefillah. In the place of rina, there should be tefillah. What is makam rina sham tehei tefillah? So Rashi says right next to that, you see them b'makam rina the beis haknesses shasham aymrim hatzibor shirois v'sishbachos b'ne'imus kol ariv. Say in a nice, beautiful voice, they sing The tzibur sings, so b'makom rina sham tehei tefila. So this is one of the makayris that maybe you should be singing during davening. Make sure that you sing, kedusha or whatever. Some others want to learn that no, b'makom rina doesn't mean singing. It means Torah. B'makom rina, huh? Now, of course, the Kal Rina Tefillah, yeah. So Rina Tefillah, the reason that they named it that is because Rina, some say, is not just singing, it's Torah. Right. So, but Rashi's learning that over here, Rina is Tefillah, is singing. So that's where you should have a person that's only, Tefillah is a person that's only heard in a shul.
So, is that a raya that if you davenate by yourself at home, that your Tefillah is done?
So it depends why you're davening nights at home. I mean, if you just woke up one morning and you said, hey, look, I'm going to make nights. Why don't I daven nights at home? There's no minyanim in time for nights. Then maybe you shouldn't be davening nights at home. But if someone's makbid, to only daven nights, and he ends up in a place where there's no shul, no minyan that's davening nights, maybe he, is better for him to daven nights in chidus. But for as a general rule, if you have a choice to daven nights by yourself, and you're not so makbid, and you can go to shul and daven later with a minyan, I think that the general rule would be that you go to minyan.
Or if you can't go to a minyan, if you're traveling.
If you can't go anywhere, yes, so that's another thing.
Right, so next best.
So then the Gemara just continues a little bit more. Amar Rav Bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shekosh Baruch Hu Matzi Beis HaKnesses. How do you know that Hashem's found in the shul? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. We keep running into this Eda. Eda is 10. How do we know that when there is 10, the Shekhinah is found among them? Shem is nitzav ba'adaskel with an Eda of 10 people. Okay. Now, one more Gemara. So, the next Gemara in Pesach and Daf Mem Vav Med Aleph, which is another interesting halacha, and then we'll get a little more to that halacha. Amar Ravo, Amar Shimon Lakish, legavel ulatfila unatilas yadayim. To be megavel, which is something about mixing the isa for schar, whatever. And then there's tfila and the tilas yadayim. So arba milim, it's 4 mil. And a person would have to walk 4 mil in order to go get the tilas yadayim to be megavel for givel. And for tefillah.
Dafka walking or traveling?
Well, so exactly when you're that's the shaila. But let's just talk about kids. Right now it's just the shear of 4 mil. It's just the shear of 4 mil, you'd have to go in order to, let's just talk distance for now. 4 mil. I think we're going to end up saying that a mil really is equal to 18 minutes. So that would be...
It's definitely more than an hour.
It's like 72 minutes. But anyway, so a person would have to go 4 mil in order for these things. I was going to see. Amr Nachman, it's like Ivo, Amr Varbo. It really wasn't Rebavo, it was Ivo, and he said there's 4 things, not just 3, not Legavel, Tvil, and Tvil, but also another thing. Amr Vavachad, Menei, Avoid. One of them is Avoid. That Nan, Mekulon, She'ivdu, Aishihilach, Ben, Kedei, Avoid, Tahir, and Chutz, Me'ar, Adam. Okay, this is talking about for the skins to make a skin soft in order for it to be tamei. Okay, it's a good thing, but just adding another thing that would also you have the same shear of 4 mil. Just continuing at the end, I wanted to get in here. The kamik de avoda amravai ayana kidei heiluch 4 mil. So here's again, you find this 4 mil by the avoid to work leather. Now, we're talking about someone who's traveling, and someone who's traveling, if he needs to go another 4 mil, he'll get to a shul, that's when he has to do it. But to go backwards, he doesn't even have to go back a mil. Meaning less than a mil, he would. But a mil, you would not have to even go back. Right. Less than a mil, he'd have to go back. Okay, so these are a few different things. First of all, we saw in the Gemara's that tefillah shalom nishmas el beis knesses. Person's tefillah is only heard in beis knesses. We found in another Gemara that how important it is to go daven with the minyan. And here we're seeing that if a guy's traveling on the road and he doesn't have a shul where he's traveling, but if another 4 mil he'll get to a shul, then he has to continue traveling on that road. But let's say it's further than 4 mil in front of him to go to shul, but behind him is less than a mil, then he'd have to go back less than a mil in order to get tefillah with the minyan. So that's what this Gemara in Pesachim is telling us. Okay, now the Torah brings down this halacha in Siman Tzadi Sif Tes. So he brings it down, and watch the lashonis here, which is very important. So you take a look at this in Sif Tes, right near the bottom. He says, "Lo yispalel adam ela beveis hakneses im hatzibur." A person should not daven only within a shul and with a tzibur. The Amr Yechonah named Tfilasei Shalav Nishmas ela beveis hakneses pirish in hatzibur. So now you're going to say, wait a second, that Gemara that says Ain tefillah shalom adam nishmas el beis hakneses means just go to shul. So it doesn't matter when they're davening in shul. You should daven in a shul, which is true also, by the way. If in case you know you're stuck and you have to daven be a tefillah anyway, if you can make it to a shul, you should make it into a shul. But you're going to say, wait, but that whole memra is only by they used to daven in a shul. Where's anything about a minyan? So zok the tour, no. What it means ain tefillah shalom nishmas el beis hakneses means with a tzibur.
That's not mashma
in
the Gemara at all.
Gemara doesn't. I mean, the Gemara just says basically that. What does it mean? So that's how the Torah is learning. The Torah is learning that no, it means that a person. Now it looks like he's saying, "Lo yispal adam ela basically that's a tzibur." A person should not daven by himself if he has the option to daven with the tzibur. So now take a look at how the Mechaber means it.
Say it again.
This is Tzadi Siftes. It says there, Yishtadel Adam in the Mechaber. The Mechaber. Simon Tzadi Siftes in the Mechaber.
Yes, sir.
Yishtadel Adam the Hispal of the Beis HaKnesses. A person should try to daven with a Beis HaKnesses in a shul im HaTzibur. V'im hu anus, and if he's an anus, she'eni yachol love of the Beis HaKnesses, he cannot come to the Beis HaKnesses. What would be an anus? From the Gemara we know this. We have to look in the Shibro. What does it mean to someone who can't come to shul?
Weak.
If he's weak, sick, exactly. That's what the Maisa was, right? So if a person's weak, he can't come to the shul. Then yechaving lehispal b'shoa shehatzibur mispal. He should try to daven the same time that they are davening. And then he says, and then continue to look at the next Mechaber. V'chein, just skip the remote for a second. V'chein. Let's say he was not able to daven at the same time that the tzibur was davening. Still, he should daven in a shul. So those are the three things. So if you're an oinus, you can't daven with a minion. At least you should daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. And if not that, then at least you should come to shul and daven.
Can we say the same time they're saying Shmon Esrei?
The same time that they're... Ikert Filish Monastros, I mean, you're going to start Pesukah Dizrim also, right? You know, I mean, if you're talking about Shacharis, so then Shacharis, I mean, if you usually know, you know, it's
within a few minutes. No, let's say we know they start at 7:30 Shacharis with the calls, they start at 7:30 Shacharis, but you know they're going to be up to Shmonastros.
Right, so then, yeah, and you go much faster, so then, yeah, then you should wait. You should dive in, try to dive in the...
Match up with
Shmonastros. Yeah, Shmonastros is Ikert Filish. Okay, anyway, so, but look at this law, he says, Yishtadl. So you read this Mechaber, he says, Yishtadl, you should try. Okay, there's a lot of nice things that we should try to do, right? He doesn't say, like, the Torah said a person should not daven el of Beis HaKnesses in Mitzvah. You shouldn't daven at all. You should not daven. You should not, I think it was much more strong, the Lashon of the Torah.
No, you spell.
But the Mechaber says a person should try. So take a look at, let's see some Mishnah Berurah a little bit, and maybe we'll get a pshat in this. L'espal u'beis haknesses. V'afilu im yeshloi asara b'beisai. Mishnah Berurah says, even if somebody has 10 people at his house, yishtadl b'beis haknesses. He should try to daven in shul. V'ayim esif yudches, Mishnah Berurah esif katan nehes. So you have an option.
It's not the minyan.
Sometimes a home minyanim, right? People want to do a home minyan. Whatever it is. And you have an option. Either I can daven in this home minyan, or I can daven in a shul.
That's not like the Torah chayr, right?
About davening at home, what do you mean?
The Torah says,
well, you should not daven
only... just means im at tzibur. So as long as the Torah's mashma, as long as you have a tzibur, it doesn't matter where, because he holds that that's what basic Knesset means. Right?
I'm not, but I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure if he's coming to say that Beis HaKnesses doesn't mean shul at all, or if he means shul with a tzibur.
I don't know.
Now, here, you're saying if the taicha of Beis HaKnesses is with the tzibur, but I mean, you're saying if that's the taicha of Beis HaKnesses, but I'm not sure if the Torah is coming to say.
He's taiching, he's saying pirush. What does Beis HaKnesses mean?
Right, here, I
see that over here when the Beis HaKnesses done. The first thing is the basic knesses become around in Tibur, Mash with the Burish in Inum as well, and Tibur will play Shani on base as well, basic knesses as well, base after.
Shem Einam is Palma Tibur. His name is Mash, if he does not daven with the Tibur, so it doesn't matter where he's davening, whether in Shul or whether in.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
Right, but I mean, this thing about davening in a Shul at the Torah, I hear. I'm not completely on board, but I hear where you're coming from. Because I would think basic knesses doesn't, you know. I don't think he means Pirish means
to exclude the shul.
Yeah, I don't know if he means that's the taicha basic nesses. I think he just means basic nesses means with the tzibur. That means with the tzibur and the shul. But I hear.
He also is trying to tell the Gemara that don't think that the kinetic basic nesses itself is what the Gemara is talking about. He's not trying to taicha up that. Really, it's just how you make sure to have 10 people. There's something. I mean, he's probably it's something deeper than the basic nesses that whether it has 10 or not. I mean, that's not what the Torah was trying to explain, anyways.
Yeah,
I wouldn't touch the words that there's no difference.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so. Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's he's touching the words or if he's just like, don't think it doesn't mean what it means. Right. You know, but I hear, okay. But it could have been a little more explaining. But anyway, yeah, but the Mishabru is clear that if you have a shul in a house, not a shul in a house, if you have a minion in a house.
Right.
Forget it, some people have a shul in the house. It's a different thing. Here, if you just have a minion in a house and you have a choice to go to a minion in the house or in a tzibur, so the Mishabru is saying that the Mechaber is telling you should be mishdav with the daven with a shul. So, so some say that what Mishabru is really doing here, he's not just telling you another halacha. What he's telling you is that don't think that yishtadl means that it's not a chiyuv. What the Mechaber's case is, when you have a minion at home. When you have a minion at home, the Mechaber's paskening that you should still go to shul. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a minion at home,
for sure,
then for sure there's a chiyuv to go to shul. So that's what some say. You cannot be medayik from here that the Mechaber is holding that there's no chiyuv to go to shul. That's all. That's the shot. So that's what they're saying. That's the shot in this mishnah. That's what he's coming to do. but we'll see a little more just in a few minutes. Well, you know, much more clear about this whole sugya. Okay, imatzibur. So just take a look at the next mishnah a little bit. I'm not sure if we're going to see the whole thing, but we'll see a little bit. Imatzibur. Memnei shein hakadosh baruch hu mayis betfilas hatzibur. Right. Vafilu haya behem chaitim. Even if there are people that you know, these people are—they're not good people. They're do chatoim. Some people they have, but their mitzvah is they go to shul. You know, sometimes people that they're completely not.
Yeah,
they don't act Yiddish, but they come to shul. So you'll think, oh, I should daven next to that guy. That guy is who knows what, right? But no, if that's the he says, still you have 10 people, you should daven. And then he says, interesting. If you have 2 shuls. Some have, you know, it's a bigger shul. Mitzvah is spalabal yaiser. It's a mitzvah to daven in a bigger shul.
This is a Megillah question, right?
Yeah. Kasva achronim, and by the way, I saw the chuvas, we'll talk about it in a second, but there's a number of chuvas about this. But kasva achronim, the miyesh basic nesha sharavam b'roiv bilbo. But if the big shul has a lot of bilbo, maybe people talk in the shul, chasva shalom, or whatever, you know, like it's not. Not a nice place to daven. Then mutav l'spal b'esavasur. Then it's better. So obviously, if the davening is better, it's more serious or whatever. You have a shul that's a serious place, and you know that you're not going to get that same feeling somewhere else. So then, okay, don't worry about reivam so much. There's also another other things that the chuvas from talk about that
about
it's not just
how far away it is.
Yeah, if there's other, I'm saying that this is already very easy to get around. The Bereivam you can get around easier. If there's any reason at all to daven with a smaller shul minion, you know, let's say you have a seder afterwards, or if let's say you know you have a makom kavua there, or you always daven there. There's a lot of there's very easy to get out. You know, it's much easier to get out of this as opposed to when you just want to daven in a house, as opposed to davening in a shul. That's already they there's a number of achronim that deal with that. Okay, so let's take a look at Ramosha. This is the last handout. Ramosha has 2 tshuvas on this. I only print up 1 tshuva. Now look at the you see it at Simchav Zayin. See it?
Yeah.
So the he says in the topic here is in Talmud Chacham Rashi Lishmal. This was the Shaila. Somebody asked from Moshe that Talmud Chacham, what he wants to do is he wants to daven b'yechidus. Why? Because he wants to learn very late at night. So he wants to learn very late at night, and then it's, he knows if he learns till 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, he can push himself to learn very late. Once you're up, it's easy, right? Once you're up, you can push yourself, have more coffee, and we can learn, right? We're going to do it soon, by Shavuos, right? You just push yourself, and you can continue doing it. You get up, walk around. So Talmud Chacham, he loves learning. He just wants to keep learning late at night. But then he knows that as soon as he hits the sack, he's out, and he's not going to get up for chakras. And he's going to have to daven by himself, be a chidus. Of course, he'll get Kriyishma, right? So he'll wake up his mind, Kriyishma, I'll say Shema, then whatever. Okay, but take care of that. But now he does this, he just wants to avoid daven in the tzibur. Not avoid, but he wants to know, can I do this? I think this is like a pretty standard question in yeshiva, right? Guys want to stay up late, maybe Thursday night or whatever, but they know that if they stay up late, and they don't daven v'sikin, or they go to sleep, and they can't make it the whole night, but then they're going to end up missing chakras. So can he do that? So hine, l'espalo ba'asara hu chiv mitzvah al ha'adam. Again, I'm sorry for the printing here. It's a little chopped off at the end. So he says, the Ramayisha, that to daven with 10 people is a chiv mitzvah al ha'adam. V'loi rak hider u'mayla ba'alma. This is not just a hider and a mayla ba'alma. The Alapirish Rashi Psachim, Daf Memvav, Vilchul, Daf Kuchav, Vez, Mechuyiv, Leochad, Al, Milan. I don't understand. We learned the Gemara Psachim, and we see this inside of Mechaber. Mechaber is going to pass in the same way. We see that the Gemara Psachim says that someone is Mechuyiv to keep going for mil in order to get davening the Tzibur. How can there be a Chiv if it's just an Inyan? If it's just a nice Inyan to daven with a Minyan, how is it, what's the Chiv? So he says, we know from the Gemara is there that Adalim Shkul Farav Behailach B'Derech Avshat Toivu Farav Yosef Lalan Khan. Even though he wants to sleep here, he has to continue going until he gets to the shul if it's within 4 mil. V'Gam Achuiv Laks L'Acharav Mil. You also have to go back a mil, whatever, within a mil, not more than a mil. V'Nifse Kame Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzani Ziv Tazayin. Yeah, we should have saw that. The Mechaber Paskins and Simin and Ziv Tazayin. That you have to. That's the halacha. That if you're traveling, you got to go 4 mil. You got to go back less than a mil. So Avada, that's the Chiv. The Chiv is, of course, you are Mechuyiv to go to Minyan. Umizem, Muvan, Shad, Mil, Mechuyiv, Leilach, Afkir, Shubha, Mesa. So therefore, let's say a person's in a house. So now that halacha was talking about someone who's traveling. But now you're not traveling, you're at home. So where do you fall in? Do you have to go 4 mil? Do you have to go 1 mil? Like, where do you fall in? So he says, so too, for sure, you're Mechuyiv to go at least a mil. For sure. Right? If a guy's traveling, he has to go back a mil, and you're just sitting in your house. You don't have to go back anywhere. You just have to go back to your house. So that you wouldn't. That of course you have to go at least a mil, which is 18 minutes, by the way. Meforish came back on Sifchav, u'mishar brusiv katan beis. U'ba'etzam ha'im estaber kishahu be'beisoy l'chayiv gam yosim a mil. He says mesvara. I would tell you that you have to go more than a mil.
If you're be'beisim.
If you're in your house, yeah. Because the bederech, hey, kilu shloi lachs v'lachar of yoyisim emil. When you're on the road, so then they're makel that you don't have to go back. Because you're
taking you out of your way.
You're taking mamash out of your way, so then you have to go back. But here, yoyisim emil, nipnei hatzairich, she yesh loi lava, lamakam shaylach sham. There's a reason he's going, he's traveling. He's trying to get to the bar mitzvah. Hey, you're going to make him go back another 18 minutes. You know, when you're traveling 10 hours in the car, every minute counts. V'gamshu rak aroi. When someone's in his house, ain tam lahakolai. There's no reason to be meikel for him to go less, to go more than million. For sure, if someone's going to be mevatel tefila b'tzibur b'kfias, someone is always not going to die with a minion. Ah, he says. However, lo yadua eiz ashir. I don't know what shir to exactly put on this. The ain the melech midal milin. I can't learn that you have to go at least 4 mil. Right? Someone who's traveling that way anyway, so it's not such a tircha for him to continue traveling another 4 mil. I mean, he has to go that way anyway. But in your house, to say you're going to go out of your way 4 mil, that already is not, you know.
It's in between.
So that's the thing. He's saying, I don't know if that, you know, he's not going to say you have to go 4 mil. Maybe you don't have to go 4 mil. And so that's why So because Maisa, nobody says a shir for someone sitting in the house. I'm not going to be machmer that you have to go more than a mil. That you have to go more than a mil, because that's at least the chol apachas. So again, that's 18 minutes to travel. So with the 18 minutes, that he's mechuyev, Rav Moshe is being mechayev to go. Akoponim, he says, kivan shechazirin shetzarach letroyach harbe, mechrochen loy meshul chiyev mitzvah aladim. Since we see the yetim matriach, we see that it's a chiyev. Mitzvah aladim, l'spal basar. It's a chiyev mitzvah that you have to go down on the minyan. Okay, and then he's going to say, he says, how come we find by other yisurim, by daraisas, right, you have to give up your whole life. Right? Let's say you have an issur daraisa. Let's say like lashon hara. Right? So even if you're going to lose your job, and you're going to, whatever it's going to cause you, you cannot be over the issur. There's no heck to be over this unless you're going to, the guy's going to kill you. But you're never allowed to be over an issur. So he says, what about the same mitzvah? You have a chiyav mitzvah, so why are we capping it at da'al milam? You should be a chiyav daraisa, it's a chiyav mitzvah, you have to go... You know, have to keep going.
Just like with the money, you know, money is different things. Spend money on mitzvahs above two.
Right, yeah, that's also true. So that's what
he's saying. Time is money.
So he's saying no, but he's saying that still, you see that the Chacham gave his man, so that Ashir. So then that's we're not gonna make you go completely nuts in order to get the tefillah
b'tzibur. But what is exactly the race of? I mean, Shmuel Esther is not the race of. Does that mean certain?
I think it's the Rambam says it.
Yeah, I'm saying, but what part? I mean,
the Rambam, the Machlekes of the Raisa, the Rambam is the Shmuel Esrei, or something.
Are we saying either way, the Rabbanah or the Raisa, you're saying there is no difference of Binoiver? Let's say Lashon Hara to the Rabbanah. Would that be the same?
Yeah, I think that would go. I think it would go be the same thing for the Rabbanah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then look at the next paragraph. Just skip to the next paragraph so we can wrap it up. But I think he does go through a chazan here. I'm just trying to speed it up a little bit. So the next thing he says is this. Now you got to make a dig from Yishtabel, right? Look at how he learns Yishtabel. Beautiful. So I already told you one way how to get out of Yishtabel that it still can mean a chiyuv, right? Sure. That we said that Yishtabel just means that if you have a minion at home, you should still go to shul. The baravadi you have to go with a minion. So he says, "Ve'ein l'dayik," right? The next paragraph. "Ve'ein l'dayik miloshin Yishtabel." You should not be dayik from the loshin of Yishtabel. Adam le'esval v'esekneses sematzibur. Shevesif tes. Loimar shuhurak my labam. Now you're going to ask me, how can I come out so strong that it's a chiyuv? The ma'aseh the mechaber says yishtabel, right? So he says, don't be medayik from there. Degam al chiyuv shayich lashon ze. Even on a chiyuv, it's shayich lashon of yishtabel. Okay, ma'aseh says it, then that's yeah, he knows what he's talking about. Dehu mikivan shetircha miruba kehalicha yosim imil pot. So he's like this. Since it's a big tircha, if it's a tircha more than a mil, you would be potter, right? Hare yesh lidmais gam shar tirchais. Shem is damen la'adam loymer shehu ketircha diyais from a mil. So he's saying, wait a second. We have this concept that when you have to go more than a mil, then Rav Moshe said, I'm not going to be mechayiv. Even though there's a svar to be mechayiv, Rav Moshe said, I'm not going to be mechayiv more than a mil. But what's the var? Is the var that it's just a traveling tircha? Or any tircha that is comparable to that tircha. So if let's say I have another tircha, I have some other tircha that's bothering me. Let's say it's freezing cold outside. Now there's a tircha. So, and my car's broken. So there's a tircha that in my mind would equate to the same tircha of going traveling a mil. Right? So then what would you say in that case? Rabbi saying that in that case you'd also be pater. right? So now every single day you're gonna have, well, wait a second, I have a tirchana, I've got my kids need me and this and that and my wife needs me. You're gonna have all these tirchas. So you'll start thinking, right, well, wait, I know that there's a tircha of traveling more than a mil, so then this is the same tircha, so then I'm potter. So I'm just going to go daven in my room and then finished. So Ramesh is saying that you're going to say, yesh lidmais, gam shar tirchas shem esdamen lo'adam lo'ymer shuket tircha yais in a mil. So you're going to be medama those tirchas to the tircha of a mil. Aval kivan di yitztarech ba'atzmai lodin zeh, but since you have to go yourself, right, you're not going to go ask a shiloh, but you yourself have to go down the sheish davashu tirchas lezeh v'loy lezeh. Lachain, therefore, that's what the Mechaber is talking. Mechaber is talking to you. You're going to start in your mind trying to think, well, am I being matriarch myself now? So what he's saying is, yishtad l'adam. Da'akavana hu shalo yeka limbais kol tircha l'tircha, the yais of the mill. The Mechaber is telling you, don't do that. Don't be so quick to say that the same tircha that I have right now is the same tircha of going a mill. And then I'll be popular. That's what the Mechaber is coming to. Mechaber doesn't have to tell you that you're chuyiv mechuyiv to daven the tzibur, because that's what he tells you about the halacha of traveling more than dalad milin. If he tells you halacha that you're mechuyiv to go dalad milin, does he have to say that you're mechuyiv to leave your house to travel 2 minutes? That's pashut. If he tells you have to go dalad milin when you're traveling or mil behind you, then of course you have to go daven 2 minutes away. This halacha has nothing to do with the chiyiv. This halacha is coming to tell you that you're going to think that you have a patur. Because I have a tircha, I have a tircha now. That's the same tircha as traveling a mill. So on that, that's what the Mechaber is telling you. No, don't listen. You just go down. Don't worry about all your tirchas, okay? Unless you have a real serious tircha, you don't. That's not what you should be thinking about to get out of it. Yachmer b'harbe pamishla yilo barishu tircha gedayla detzarch shiyidem b'kayvet roish alzed. Then if you have a real don, then maybe. But otherwise, he's saying that's what's in. If you skip the next paragraph to the next one, he says, Akoponim, after everything, Tfilo b'tzibur hu chiv. V'mkein ein shayach l'chalik bein talmud chacham estam adam. V'meinik yubshim en yuchoy. V'chaveir v'shar shayim levat v'gamir k'tfilo. Unless you're mamish learning every second.
To answer the question, no.
So the answer to the question, yeah, this is not a good idea for the talmud chacham. Go to sleep on time. My friend, this big master, he said that his father, whatever, would tell him that, listen, you want to be such a master, so get up 2 hours before Shacharis. You know, you learn before Shacharis for 2 hours, and don't learn, you know, you're learning till 4 o'clock in the morning, that's the Yitzhar, because then you're going to miss Shacharis. You go to sleep early, wake up early for Shacharis, learn for your 4 hours before Shacharis if you want, and then you'll be, Anyway, so, but that's the thing. Then there's another tshuva that I didn't print up for you, but there's another tshuva that said that there's a shiloh was, let's say a guy feels he davens better at home. Now some people feel like, oh, I daven better at home. The daven or shul, I have to start getting busy with backing up into his daven. I'm missing that daven, and then I have to, it's too much. Let me just daven at home. I'll be menucha. I won't have to rush, and I won't have to, So that was the shiloh that he asked him, let's say I'm going to daven better at home. So if you see the tshuva, he says the same thing. He says, daven with the minion, right? The Hashem is never going to be modest with the tefillah right. Tzibur, even if you don't have kavana, even if this, it's always going to be nishma. So I just wanted to a few quick thoughts about this from more of a hashkafa that the Chassav Sofer has a kasha that says that we know it says in the first parsha of Shema that you should be Yavad Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. And then in the next parasha Shema it says b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. So Rashi says, Rashi asks on that pasuk in his parsha Seika. He asks on that pasuk. He says, it already says b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. Why do I have to say it again? It says they should serve Hashem b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem in the first parasha. What do I have to say again? They should serve Hashem b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. So Rashi says azhara liyachid, azhara letzibur. One's azhar for yachid, by b'chol levavcha, and one is azhar to tzibur. So what does that mean? What is azhar for a tzibur? I mean, every single person has to do it. So then, what's azhar for a tzibur? So the Chassav Sofer says like this. He says that a lot of times, you'll daven b'chol levavcha. Everybody we're talking about, you're going to daven. You're going to make sure to daven, and you're going to make all this zman and everything. But sometimes, the only time that they're davening tefillah b'tzibur is right when you have business, right when you have things coming in. So he says, so if that's man that they have to daven, you're just going to start mishing around with parnasa, masamatan. So then you'll say, okay, listen, I'm going to daven. I'm going to daven. I'm not going to daven tzibur because I, you know, it's a terrible time. It's mamish a terrible time. I have to take care of the business. So he's saying on that, that's what Hashem's telling you. Hashem's telling you that you should serve Hashem b'chol levav, b'chol nafshechem, even when it comes to davening b'tzibur. Not just that you should daven b'chol levav, b'chol nafshechem. That's every person has to daven. But b'chol levav, b'chol nafshechem, that you should even daven the tzibur. And even it then, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let any hezek come to you by you being mizbatel. You know, I think that there was I saw a maisa that somebody was with his talis and tefillin, he's running to shul, and Mamish got a guy that, you know, came over to him and said, I've got this, you know, unbelievable deal, I'm gonna, whatever. And the guy said, okay, I'll talk to you after davening. And the guy's like, listen, this guy says, it's not gonna be around. You know, we gotta move on this now. And he says, listen, I'll talk to you after davening. And you know, went to davening, came back to the guy, and the guy's like, okay, I'm sorry, the deal's gone. And the other guy that got this deal became like, Ashiris, you know, from this deal. The guy made a kiddush, you know, like saying, like, oh, so he was so happy that he gave up this opportunity, he was able to go daven, you know, with a minion. But anyway, so that was that's just another thing with Sabsev. And then the Shmiras Haloshin, this is very interesting. In the end of Shmiras Haloshin, it's in the Chasimas HaSefer. Okay, it's the Chasimas HaSefer. And you know, the Chavetz Chaim always talked about things that he felt we needed. He never, Chavetz Chaim didn't write, a Pirush on Shas, or a Pirush on, Nach, whatever. Because he felt that he has to give us what the generation needs, so that's why he wrote a lot of these interesting sfarim. Like he wrote Sefer Shmiras Haloshin, because he knew that there's nothing around them. There's nothing around talking about Lashon Hara. And there's also he wrote sfarim about people in the army, because there's a lot of Russians in there. They get drafted to the army. Like how, you know, which, and he also wrote a pamphlet to people moving to America. You know, so these things. So he wrote here in the end of the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin. He has a whole paragraph here, and he calls it Hesiris Gedayla Latfila B'Tzibur. It's Hesiris for Tfila B'Tzibur, and he says over here.
That's the
Musar,
not the Halacha, right?
Right, Shmiras Haloshin is more the Musar, right? Right, right. It's time. Yeah, it's much more the Halacha. Shmiras Haloshin is much more the Musar. And then at the end, it's called the Chasimas HaSefer. All the way, and he finishes everything. It's called the Chasimas HaSefer. And he's talking about Tfilah B'Tzibur. And then he says here, but he wrote the Mishnah Berurah also. Mm-hmm. So what's his opinion about this? He says here that first, I'm going to explain to you the chiyuv, the big chiyuv of davening b'tzibur, and then he brings this halacha of arba milin, of having to travel 4 milin. Mamish the whole cheshvan of Ramesha, he brings here, and he says that's how you see that it's mamish chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. So this is a raya to how he learned, how people want to say that, how he's learning yeshtabel, that it doesn't mean just. He's trying to say that if you have a minion at home, you should still try to be davening in shul. And then he says, brings down a few different reasons why you should, anyway, you should daven. He says, first of all, you should go to shul anyway. He says, first of all, you get schar halicha. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. First of all, you get schar halicha. Second of all, he says, a lot of times it happens to be that if when you daven in a shul, you might learn something afterwards. You might learn something before. And then you get the milo of Talmud Torah, and you're just davening at home. You know, you're quickly copying it down and you're going right back to what you were doing before. And, you know, he goes through a whole list of my list of why, you know, davening with a tzibur is a big mile. So, come on. That's the one.